Yes, Freddy, are you there?
Yeah, man, I am.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, we have Freddy McGregor on the line. And Freddy, you want to tell the listeners what this whole call is about. And for the listeners that are not aware of Freddy McGregor, I just want to tell them that he's been one of the foundation blocks of reggae music. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, if anyone who knows reggae music and doesn't know about Freddy McGregor, that would really be bad. But we're hanging in there. We're getting ready to come out to Ithaca.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking forward to that. We haven't been out there in a while, but we have loads of fans out there, and I know they're looking forward to this just as much as we're looking forward to coming out there and performing for you guys.
Yes, Freddy. Well, I know that the listeners that tune in all the time, they know about Freddy McGregor.
Of course they do.
But you know, I've been involved in it like 30 years, and I'm a brother from Harlem, and I've been aware of you for quite a while, you know. So,
I've been doing this all my life. I recorded my first song when I was 7. That was back in 1963.
Seven.
My last CD came out in last year, August, coming in tough. And that was my 38th CD, so we've been blazing the trail.
You said 7 years old, Freddy?
Yeah, I recorded my first song when I was 7, song called Why Did You Do It, followed by my second track, Do Good and Good Will Follow.
And I know there's some connection with the Clarendonians?
Yes, Ernest Wilson and myself, we recorded a lot of songs at Studio One under the name Fitzy and Freddy. Ernest's real name is Ernest Fitzroy Wilson.
The
wife himself and Peter was singing as Clarendonians. Him and I, we were recording a lot of stuff as Fitzy and Freddy.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Freddy, I give respect due to the singers, because that's where I come from in the 50s and when the singers...
Well, that's one of that. When I see you next, you're going to be able to give the full scope to the listeners, because I have, like, the first recording to almost the last one. And we have that. We're bringing that for you, so...
Oh, beautiful. So it's now what band do you have back in you? It's your own band?
Yes.
Ah,
our
okay.
Own group,
okay.
Crew,
okay. Okay.
We are 12 of us traveling. It's a full crew.
Now, what other shows are you doing? This is a regular tour, Freddy. Are you going to be doing any festivals this year?
Yeah, we are. In fact, we're fully booked all the way back until October. We're going out starting June 3rd in New York for the Westchester Music Festival. That's a huge one.
Uh-huh.
And then we are off to for the second date, man. I do have my itinerary in front of me, but trust me, we're packed up with dates. We're going all the way back to late June. Then come July, we have a bunch of other stuff in the Caribbean. Early August, Reggae Sunsplash Jamaica.
Oh, man.
And it's a return of Reggae Sunsplash, the original festival. That's going to be from August 3rd to August 6th. I'm actually headlining the festival. I close that festival on the 6th. And we're looking forward to that. Then we're after Japan. And after Japan, well, Japan is August 19th.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're after Japan, we're doing Guam and Hawaii. Then we go to Europe.
Well, you got a full schedule. Last year
we didn't tour. We didn't go on the road. We didn't get a chance to promote the album. Coming in tough.
Uh-huh.
This year we've packed everything in and we're going for it. Great guns.
Well, that sounds good. You know, I have some memories, Freddy. I remember seeing you with one of your beloved spas, Dennis Emmanuel Brown.
Really?
yeah, man. Remember with Lieutenant Stitchy? This was in New York, that show.
Yes,
back.
I remember that show. I remember that tour very well. We were touring at the time with this brother from Africa who passed away. What's his name? Was it Fella?
Fella Ransom. Yeah, man. Yeah, that was a great show, man.
Yeah, I remember. I mean, it's hard to forget good shows, you know?
And then I remember...
Those were truly some great times, and we'll remember them.
And then I remember 1984 at the Reggae Sunsplash. I was there, yes. Brother.
Yes, indeed. We have great memories of Reggae Sunsplash across the United States of America. Still one of the biggest reggae festivals to have ever embarked in the USA.
Well,
I can tell you, it's also coming back. This year.
I love that.
Reggae Sunsplash is going to be touring the U.S. again.
See, I was there 3 times, so you know I know it's...
Well, you ain't gonna miss none, I can tell you that.
Yeah, man. I look forward to seeing you up at... Now, what day is June 6th on, Freddie, if you can Because I'm not
June
sure.
June 6th?
Yeah, that's the day.
I don't know. I know June 27th is my birthday, and that's on a Tuesday.
Happy birthday, my
but
brother.
I think I can tell you real quickly. June 3rd is Saturday, and we'll be in Westchester County.
Okay, the 3rd is Saturday. Okay.
Yeah, I think the 4th, we're heading up to Burlington, Vermont. And I think the 5th, we're somewhere in New Jersey, I think. And so the 6th is going to be in Ithaca. Am I correct?
Yes, Tuesday. It will be. Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday. Okay, that sounds good. That sounds good. So the listeners,
you know, it's not your best night, party mm-hmm. night, but it's the night we can do, and we're going to be doing it. And, you know, the fans are going to come out and support this one. Would that be Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday night? The fans are going to come out and support this one. Because we haven't been in Ithaca for a long time, and we're looking forward to this one so much. I mean, we've been getting calls, though, from people up in that neighborhood who calls us to find out where the show is going to be and what time it starts. So a lot of folks are going to be coming out on Tuesday.
Well, when you see me, you're going to remember me, brother.
Of course.
Let me just tell you something, though. Remember that show that... Now, this was about 2002. And you came up to Binghamton, New York, because that's where we are in Binghamton. That's where this station is.
Okay, yes, I remember.
And
I remember we've been to Binghamton.
Right, remember you came, and it was a fiasco, though. Remember, yes. I came to the van, you and Marcia were sitting in the van.
I remember the show, I remember.
Yeah, man, and you said, so, Russ, how's it going to be? And I said, well, Freddie, I had nothing to do with it, but I gave you some pictures. I gave you pictures of Cleon.
I remember, I have them.
Ah, yes, man.
Right, so, you know, we don't control what promoters do. And,
I know,
promoters,
brother.
The best, and we give promoters the opportunity to try and do their thing. A lot of times we don't blame promoter either. Sometimes it's inexperience.
That's what it was.
Most times it's inexperience.
That's what it was,
Freddie.
We still
have to just give and take and just go for it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a person who tries to do the right thing wants to do the right thing. Sometimes they don't get it right, but that's not taking away anything from anyone. So we still give thanks to the promoter who tried. Because he made an effort.
That's a very positive way of looking at it, Freddie, and I respect Duke for looking at it that way, because other people would, you know.
No.
I don't have to tell you. Well, listen, you want to say anything to, because I know you deal with youth, and it's important that the youth get these messages. Is there anything you want to say to any youth that might be listening out in the audience?
Well, all the youth are listening right now. Still, you know, yesterday we had a real long discussion. We're doing an interview. I'm with a brother in Boston, you know, real positive Super D. I want to say big respect to him, internet radio. And a bunch of kids do listen to Super D. And then, you know, we're just reasoning, and I'm trying to tell the youths that I think a lot of value have been lost today. And the reason they have been lost is because youths aren't going to Sunday school anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Youths aren't reading their Bible anymore. But His Imperial Majesty said, we in Ethiopia have one of the oldest versions of the Bible. But however old the version may be, in whatever language it may be written, the words remain one and the same. Instead, the Bible man will find truth for himself, solution to your present difficulties, and guidance for your future actions. And unless you accept with a clear conscience the Bible and its great message, there's no hope for salvation. And for my part, I glory in the Bible. I think if the youth get back to reading the Bible, a lot of stupid things that kids do today, they would not. Because the fear of the Lord...
Serious.
Saves you from doing things that you shouldn't do. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times you're going to do stupid stuff. You think about it before you do. And we don't see much of that happening anymore today. And the next thing is, we want children to always remember. And remember this. Children, obey your parents, for that is a law. Not George Bush law under the Constitution, but the law given by the Most High. God Almighty. Children, obey your parents.
Serious.
That is
serious thing.
Law. And we have to start getting back to those values, you know, in order for the youth to turn away from crime and violence and become the wonderful youths that they truly are.
A positive, very positive message, Freddie. And we look forward to seeing you. And we're going to get some people coming out to support the music. And
yes,
I know,
of course.
I know the show is going to be wicked and wild.
Well, we're looking forward to this. Well, as a matter of fact, anyone in the neighborhood missed this one. Trust me, I don't know when you're going to see it again, but you don't want to miss this one, believe me.
All right, Freddie. And I would just want to hurry up, and I got something queued up here. You know, we're talking about this stuff, the wine of violence from the studio.
That's another strong message to the youth, you know. Don't eat the bread of wickedness.
Yes, sir.
From the wine of violence.
Yes, sir. Respect to Freddie.
Enough love, give thanks. See you soon.
Every time.
enough love.
Guidance.
Put your trust in the Son of the Most High, children, that he shall be like Messiah. Keep away from evildoers, for they only push you in multitude of sinners. So don't eat the bread of wickedness. Yeah, stay away. Write them upon the tables of thine heart, that it may be well with thee. Telling you, shall you love that? Put your trust in the Son of the Most High, children, that he shall be like Mount Zion. Away from evildoers, for they only push you in multitude of sinners. So no, stay away.
Binghamton, Freddie McGregor, June 6th, that's a Tuesday night, tough one. He says he knows it's tough for the working people out there, but if you can make it, because you know I'm going to have some giveaway tickets next Sunday, and remember what I said, when I have giveaway tickets and I take your name will be at the door of